It's Thursday in the first week of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Today our Roman station is San Lorenzo in Panisperna. We gather at the Church of Santa Agata, which is the titular church of Cardinal Burke, and then we go up the Viminal Hill to the station. There are many churches dedicated to St. Lawrence in Rome, four of which are Roman stations: San Lorenzo in Damaso, San Lorenzo in Lucina, San Lorenzo in Piscibus, San Lorenzo in Miranda in the Roman Forum where he was condemned, and little tiny San Lorenzo in Fonte where he was imprisoned. And there was no water there to baptize someone he had converted, so a little spring sprang up. There's also the great basilica outside the walls of the Verano Cemetery. And this church, Panisperna, which comes from two Latin words for bread and ham. Bread and ham were distributed here on St. Lawrence Feast Day, the 10th of August. And this is where tradition has it that Deacon Lawrence was put to death by being roasted on a grill. Anybody who has studied physics has heard of the Panisperna boys, the scientists with Enrico Fermi who made the discovery of slow neutrons that led to the development of nuclear reactors. Their institute was on the street. St. Lawrence was very important in the early Roman Church, as you can tell by the number of churches in his honor. In 258, in the time of the Emperor Valerian, there was a persecution of Christians when Pope Sixtus, who is named in the Roman canon, was about to be arrested with his deacons. He commanded Lawrence to distribute the church's goods to the poor. Ambrose tells this in his De Officiis. He tells the story of the martyrdom of Sixtus and Lawrence. When Lawrence saw Sixtus being led to his death with the other six deacons, he said, "Where are you going without your son, Father? Where are you going?" And then Sixtus replied, "I do not leave thee or abandon thee, but greater contests await thee. We as elder men receive the way of an easier combat, a more glorious triumph against the tyrant awaiteth thee as a younger man. Soon thou shalt come after, cease weeping. After 3 days thou shalt follow me, as Levite followeth priest." Sixtus and the other deacons were beheaded, but because Lawrence had distributed the goods of the church to the poor, which they wanted to confiscate, the emperor's thugs roasted him alive on an iron grate. This is when Lawrence uttered his famous dying phrase, "Turn me over, I'm done on this side." In the church of San Lorenzo in Panisperna, we find the tomb of the 3rd century martyrs, Saints Crispin and Crispinian, who you hear about in Act 4 of Shakespeare's play Henry V before the Battle of Agincourt. And also there's the tomb of Cardinal Guglielmo Cirletto. He was the 16th century. He was the head of the commissions to reform the following minor little works: the Missali Romanum, the Breviarium Romanum, the Catechismus Romanus, the Martyrologium Romanum, the Vulgata, and the Corpus Iuris Canonici, the Code of Canon Law. Imagine what an impact. When he died, St. Philip Neri was at his bedside, and Pope Sixtus V buried him. Cardinal Schuster remarks, "The choice of the gospel today, of the episode of the woman of Canaan, who by humility and perseverance in prayer obtained the cure of her daughter, though our Lord, in order to try her faith, treated her with apparent harshness, was suggested by Gregory II by a magnificent responsory of the night office of this first week of Lent. Tribulare si nescirem misericordias tuas." It's a lament about sin and prayer for mercy. "I would have been downcast if I knew not of thy mercies, O Lord." The Savior's first refusal to perform a miracle in favor of a Gentile woman was also intended to show that God is the Lord of order, and that therefore he did not desire to forestall the moment determined by his providence for the calling of the Gentiles to faith, but to wait until such time as the Jews should have rendered themselves unworthy of this grace by voluntarily closing their eyes to the light of the gospel.